Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, Tesvov Elul, 23rd of August, Rav Daniel Hul Shlita, the 13 Ikrei Emunah.
Lele Nishmas Neshot Zerov Zatzal, Boruch Ato Adonai, Elohinu Melech Oilam, Sha'akol Neyeh Bedvorei.
Amen.
So many thanks to Dudi Itzkovitz and the team for inviting me again to Torah Way. The Zechus of Torah Way should stand for them. The Netzach Mitzachim is a Shmira and a Zechus for them and their Mishpachos. Mitzasha. So, last time I was here, we spoke about the Sheish Mitzvahs to Medios, the six constant mitzvahs. And at the end of that shir, we mentioned briefly the Shlosha Sarei Kori Emunah. So, I don't know if any of you are here, whether you've heard that shir. So, we discussed the simon of the Sheish Mitzvahs to Medios. The Chinuch brings a simon, Simonam Sheishori Miklot Tiyena Lachem, and we claim that the simon would be Tiyena Tofe Yud Yud Nun Hei. So I was in Gateshead shortly after I discovered this simon of the chinuch. I'm sorry. And I bumped into a Talmud Chacham there. And I asked him, do you know what the Sheish Mitzvahs to Medias was? And he said, he doesn't. He can't remember them by heart. So I told him the simon. And then he said to me, well, I've got one for you. Do you know what the Shlosh Yisrael Yikore Imunah, the 39 Imamins are? Do you know them Baal Peh? And I said to him, well, you've got Emunah and Yichud, and I didn't get much farther than that. And he says, well, Arav Hul, you've got a big hole in your Judaism. You've got a problem. I said, what's the problem? I said, I believe in the Shlosh Yisrael Yikore Imunah. So he said, the Briskerov famously said that if you don't know the 13 Ikori Emunah, you're a Nebuch Apikiris, and a Nebuch Apikiris is still an Apikiris. Okay. He said, Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal, he added on that and he says, the Briskerov means that if you don't know them Baal Peh, by heart, you're a Nebuch Apikiris. And based on what Rav Shimshon Pinkas famously said about the Briskerov, they asked Rav Yashiv Zatzal, well, if my butcher doesn't know the 13 Ani Mamins Baal Peh, the fear of Shimshon Pinkas, he's a Nebuch Apikiris, and you can't buy meat from an Apikiris, so you can't buy meat from a butcher who doesn't know the 13 Ikori Emunah. So Kanireh Rav Yashiv Paskand Zatzal, that you can buy meat from such a person, because I haven't heard of such an issa. One doesn't have to give a bechina to your local butcher. However, I had to think of a simon in order to remember the Shlosh Yisrael Kori Emunah. And Baruch Hashem, there's hundreds if not thousands of people from the ages of about 4 years old upwards who remember this simon. And this way is the fantastic way to remember the 13 Ikori Emunah. And we'll discuss them in Mi'etz Hashem in a bit more detail. So you just have to remember one simple sentence, and that is, Manhig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillon Novi, Moshe Toro Yodea, Schar Moshiach Mesim. I'm going to say that a few more times in the next few minutes in Mi'etz Hashem. They are self-explanatory. And I guarantee you, Rabbi Yisai, that if you say them in a row 20 times, you will know them in Mi'etz Hashem for the rest of your life, the 13 Ikori Emunah, Baal Peh, in order. You'll know exactly what they are. So again, we said, Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillon Novi, Moshe, Torah Yodea, Schar Moshiach Mesim. So each one of these words is going to be one of the Shlosh Yisrei Ikori Emunah. So we have Manig. That's self-explanatory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig Eso Olam. Then we have Manig Yichud Guf. Yichud, what's Yichud? Yichud Hashem, Yichidus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Ein Yichidus Kamo. Manig Yichud Guf. So if you just remember those three words, we've already got almost 25% of the 13 Ikori Emunah. Guf. What do we mean by Guf? Manig Yichud Guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein lo Guf, ve'einu Masigehu Masigeh HaGuf. Eino masigehu masigei aguf. Does anyone know what that means when we say Eino masigehu masigei aguf? Oh, so the Rav here says that someone with a guf can't be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone, many people think that is the pshat in Ein lo guf, Ein lo masigehu masigei aguf. However, the Rambam says that's not pshat. The Rambam says the third ikra emunah of mani ichud guf, Ein lo masigehu masigei aguf does not mean we with a guf cannot be masig HaBorei Olam. That might be true. But the ikra emunah is all the parameters, the masigei aguf, the parameters and the tuchunos, which are masig aguf, which reach a guf, a body, for example, weight, heat, cold, all the length, size, all the parameters which are masig aguf, eino masigehu, are not masig the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a guf, and there are no parameters which reach a guf, which reach the Ribono Shel Olam. So we already have Manig Yichud Guf, we have the first three of the Ikari Amunah. Again, if you say these 20 times in a row, you'll walk out of here, and even if you don't when you walk out of here, you've still got the rest of the day to say 20 times over, if not 40 times, the Ribono Shel Olam, it's Kedai for the Nachas Ruch of the Ribono Shel Olam, that we all know that the 13 Ikari Amunah, and we get out of the Geder of Nebuchad Bikiris Akulim Shimshon Pinkas, that's that. So we have Manig Yichud Guf, that's the first three. Rishon Tefillah Novi. So what do we mean by Rishon? Rishon, who Rishon? V'hu Acharon. Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi. What's Tefillah? These are all self-explanatory, Rabbi Yisai. Tefillah, Rak Loi Ro'oi Lehispalel. We only daven to the Ribono Shel Olam. So we already have almost 50%. It's so easy, Rabbi Yisai. As I told you, I had that. My daughter was saying, "Mummy, Yichud Guf Rishon Tefillah," for the first 2 years. But eventually, it twigged, "Mummy, Yichud Guf." She remembers now. Not "Mummy, Yichud Guf." "Mummy, Yichud Guf." So even four-year-olds, if a four-year-old can get it, then Rabbi Yisai, we Kol Klal Yisrael can get it, no problem at all. "Mummy, Yichud Guf Rishon Tefillah Novi." Tefillah, Rak Roi Loi Nispalel. What do I mean by Novi? Well, Kol Divrei Neviim Emes. And look, we've already got 50%. Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi. How easy is it? Now, I can imagine some of you are wondering, what is this guy on about? We say it every morning, we have Yigdal Elokim Chai, and Yigdal has got your 13 Ikari Emunah, so what do I need this guy coming along with his new simon for? Well, anyone who tells you you've got the 13 Ikari Emunah in Yigdal, you're missing two. Where in Yigdal does it say Rak lo ro'oi lehispalel? You won't find it in the whole of Yigdal. Where in Yigdal is Rak? You only daven to the Ribono Shel Olam. I'll tell you, there's another one missing. Where do you see in Yigdal Elokim Chai? You can have a look at your siddur now. Where do you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Manigis Olam in Yigdal? You'll have the other 11. Yeah, but you won't find Rak lo ro'oi lehispalel, and you won't find that the first one, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Manigis Olam. So you can claim Yigdal Elokim Chai means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is okay, oh, very nice. But certainly you won't find Rak Lo Ro'oi Lehispalel. How do I know you can't find Rak Lo Ro'oi Lehispalel in Yigdal? Because the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, Zatzal, says, if you're Goyres, Yore LeGedulosai in Yigdal, you won't find Tefillah. However, if your Geiris Yoder Gedulosso, a slightly different Geiris, so you change the Reish to a Dalad, then says the Gra, that refers to Tefillah, you only daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, I don't know anyone who sings Yigdal with Yoder Gedulosso, so if your Geiris Yoder Gedulosso, you certainly do not have, you certainly don't have the Ikar Munah of Tefillah. So we already have, Rabbi Yisai, 50% of the Shlosh Yisrei Ikari Munah, Manhig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi. Okay, and here's the clever part. Moshe, Torah Yodea. The first Moshe is connected to the one which just came before, to Novi. And the second Moshe, Moshe, Torah Yodea, the second Moshe is connected to the next word, Torah. So what is the Ikar Emunah which we mean when we say the first Moshe? It's connected to Novi. Well, two parts to it. Moshe is the Av HaNaviim, and the Vos Moshe Hoysa Amitis. So we have Moshe Torah there, the first Moshe connected to what we just said. So we have Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi, Moshe Torah Yodea. So the first Moshe is connected to Novi. What's what I mean, Novi Moshe? Ah, Moshe is the Abba Nevi'im and the verse Moshe Hois HaMitis. And by the way, the obvious question is, if we've just said that by Novi called Divrei Nevi'im Emes, then why do we need to say by Moshe that Moshe is the Abba Nevi'im and the verse Moshe Hois HaMitis? We already know that called Divrei Nevi'im Emes. So why in the Yishleishes Re'ekorimunda do we repeat and say, and the voice Moshe Hoysamitis, Moshe is the Avon of Him, of course, called Divrei Nevi'im Emes, the voice Moshe Hoysamitis, why do I need to say that? Rabbeisai, if you have a teretz to this fantastic question, I would like to know, because I haven't personally heard a satisfactory teretz, why we need to repeat the voice Moshe Hoysamitis, if we've already said that called Divrei Nevi'im Emes. Okay, so, and you can send me an email or call up Torah Way and give me the teretz. I'd very much like to hear it. So we have Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi. Moshe Torah Yodea. So the first Moshe connected to Novi. Second Moshe is connected to Torah. Self-explanatory. Moshe connected to Torah. Moshe Kibel Torah and Har Sinai. We're almost there, Rabbi Sai. Manig Yichud Guf. Rishon Tefillah Novi. It's kedai just to remember these words. I'll sing you a little song about it afterwards, Mitzvah Hashem. I see Graham's not here. Graham said to me last night, I said to after I sung the TEN on Nigun, so Graham said to me, I said to Graham, I said, come on, Graham, it's not often you have a rabbi who sings on Torah Way. And he said, Doniel, there's a very good reason for that. So anyway, even though some may object, there's a Tosfos in the Megillah, which says that every single Mishnah in Shas had a nigun. How did they, before they wrote down the Mishnayos, Tosheb Alper, how did they remember the whole of Shas? Tosheb the end of Megillah says, every single Mishnah in Shas had a different nigun, and that's how Klal Yisrael remembered Shas Balper, through a nigun. It's no harm if I sing you a little nigun about the 13 Ikari Amunah, which means Hashem. Anyway, so we have Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi, Moshe Torah Yodea. First Moshe connected to Novi, that Moshe is the Avon Neviim, verse Moshe Yisrael Mitis, and the second Moshe is connected to Torah, that Moshe Kibal Torah at Har Sinai. Moshe Torah, what do I mean by Torah? Anyone know what I mean by Torah? Someone shout out. What's the Ikari Amunah I mean by Torah? No. Oh, Tirazu lo tehei mochlefes v'lo tehei acheres. Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi, Moshe Torah. Torah is Tirazu lo tehei mochlefes v'lo tehei acheres. Yodea. Someone tell me, what do I mean by the Ikri Munah of Yodea? What's Yodea? What could be Yodea? Shakodesh Baruch Yodea. Kol Maisei B'nei Adam v'chol Machshev Yisom. So we have Manig Yichud Guf, self-explanatory. Manig Yichud Guf, Rishon Tefillah Novi, Moshe Torah Yodea. Ah, Schar Mashiach Meisim. It can't get much easier than that. Schar V'Einesh, Mashiach will come, Meisim, Tchiyas HaMeisim. So we have all 13 Ikari Emunah, and anyone who can remember, repeat those, has Yotza Migede Nebuchadnezzar's Lechol Adeus, and Gamlefiru Shimshon Pinkus, he's closed up the hole in his Judaism. He is a good believing Jew. A good believing Jew. So let me ask you a kasha on one of these on these Ikari Amunah. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Samach Omad Aleph. What is this Azoy? What it says, Tanai Rav Yosef, Maidich Sivatem lo Seitzu Ishmi Pesach Beiso Ad Boiker, Kiven Shin Nitten Rishus Lamashchis, Eino Mavchin Bein Tzadikim Rishoyim. When there's a, and then the whole Sugi there, and Daf Samach Omad Aleph, Daf Samach Omad Beis, the Gemara says if there's a plague in the city, so even the tzaddikim should get indoors. Everyone should hide indoors. Coronavirus, go indoors. Why? because since the Malach HaMoves has been given Rishus LaHashchis, he can't tell the difference between Tzadikim and Rishoyim. So even the Tzadikim have to hide indoors.
Bidud.
The question is, Azai, the first of the Ikari Emunah, Manig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig Es HaOlam. And if we want further explanation of what it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig Es HaOlam, we need look no further than the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidios, or the Mitzvah of Loi Namin. Loi Lahamin Bezuloso. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, on the first page of the Mishnah Berurah, he explains what does it mean, Loi Namin Bezuloso. And he says, even though you agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over everything, and the Chaya Odom adds, Ola Odom, if a person thinks, I agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mosar Hanhogas HaOlam, he's given over running the world to a malach, or a star, or an odom, or a human being, it's mamash avodah zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholit bakol, and he's manig es hakol. Hu ba'atzmo is manig es hakol. Not al yidei malach. Okay. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mosar, hanhogas ha'olam to a malach, and if I think he is, that's apikursis, that's avodah zarah. So how can the Gemara in Baba Kama say that when there's a plague, you've got to go indoors, because since the Malach HaMavis has been given the green light and he's been given a machine gun, he can't tell the difference between Tzadikim and Rishoyim, and he just goes around killing everyone. Doesn't that sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman HaMageifa, has given Hanhogas HaOlam over to a Malach? How can the Gemara say such a thing? According to what we know about the first of the Ikari Emunah and one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidias of Lo Namin, how can the Gemara say that the reason why you have to go in during coronavirus is because the Malach HaMavis can't tell the difference between Tzadikim and Rishoyim? That sounds very much like you mean to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over the machine gun and the green light to a Malach, and it's up to the Malach now. I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show and he doesn't give over things to a Malach. So what on earth does the Gemara mean? So this question, I asked to Rasvikush Lefty Shlita. And he said to me, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving everything over to a Malach. But the Gemara says, what the Gemara means, and it must be like this, said Rasvikush Levsky, is you can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas V'Chalila Eino Mavchim Mein Tzadikim Rishoy. That's a big chutzpah. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a new plague, a dever, into the world, or into a town. Coronavirus. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen? There's now a new sakona in the town. It's like a roof without a gedder around it, without a fence around it. Or it's like a new main road through town. But tzaddik can't close his eyes and say, I'm a tzaddik, I'm going to walk across the road. And he can't go across the roof and say he's not going to fall down. The tzaddik has to be worried on the top of a roof as well. Okay. So what happens is when there's a deva, when there's a magifa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a new sakana, and the tzaddik has to worry about the sakana as well. Same as everyone else. It's a new sakana in town. If there's a new sakana, so everyone has to worry, including the tzaddik. So what do you want the Gemara to say? That when Hashem makes a new sakana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is not mavchin, doesn't tell the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, chutz belagid davar kazeh. It might be HaKadosh Baruch Hu be knowing like that, or to say something that is not going to be mafkid. Just even to say that Hashem's knowing like that sounds bad. So the Gemara euphemistically dumps it, the responsibility on the Malach HaMavis, and says when there's Deve Ba'ir, so the Tzaddik has to run indoors as well. Why? Because the Malach HaMavis can't tell the difference between the Tzaddik and the Rasha. But is that what's really going on? Of course not. That's what's not going on. It's on the Ikari Emunah. Ikari Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing absolutely everything. But the Gemara euphemistically is saying on the Malach, so the Malach can't tell the difference. That's why the Tzaddik has to go in. Because it would be a chutzpah, ledaber al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say such things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be Malkim in Tzaddik L'Rosha. Okay. That's the Terence of Rosh Vikush Levski. So you're going to have to, very good, you're going to have to go through the whole of Shas. Anivroi Malach, sometimes with a Malach, and when I go, what's going on when a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a Malach? How does that fit in? And you're going to have to go through carefully exactly the Maimer Chazal, or but the as I discussed with Rabbi Yom Fingal, that we're going to see him, Mr. Shem. We've got a few minutes. We're going to see the Orach Chaim, the famous Orach Chaim. And I discussed with the Moshgiach and Yeshivas Mir, Rabbi Yom Fingal Shlita, and he says, whatever you say, whatever Chazal you bring up, the Kabbalah we have in Klal Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing absolutely everything. And all your chazalim, which mashma malach, and dos, and shlichim, you have to answer them all up. You have to answer them. But the Kabbalah we have is everything, with everything, with everything, with the Rabbeinu Shleilah. Everything. Which brings me, glad you brought that up, brings me on to the famous Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Now, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh seemingly seems to say that a human being, a Baal Bechira, can influence what happens to someone else in our lives. And the Chayra, this is Mamish Neged, what we've learned about the first of these, of the Shlesha Sreya Korya Munna, the Manig, the Kurish Baruch was Manig Yesa'ila. So where is this Orach Chaim? The famous Orach Chaim, which my brother Eliezer, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll hear him on Thursday. Tainas, everyone, the Velt make a big mistake on this Orach Chaim. And the Chayr, if you look at the words of the Orach Chaim, my brother's 100% right. And people make a big mistake. In fact, I've heard Gedolei Yisrael make a mistake about this. And they've said, what's with the Orach Chaim? How does it fit? If you look carefully at Orach Chaim, which we're going to discuss, we'll see, everything will become clear. So where's the Orach Chaim? The Orach Chaim is by Yosef HaTzadik, when Reuven comes and he tells them, let's not kill Yosef, he tells the brothers, let's throw him into the pit. So what was Reuven's cheshbon in throwing Yosef into the pit instead of killing him? So listen to the words of the Hilig Orach Chaim. Pirush, lefisha ha'odom ba'al b'chira v'rotzim. V'yochol ha'harog mishalonis chayiv misa. Masha ein kein chayiz roz, lo yivgo ba'odom im lo yishayiv misa l'ashomayim. V'hu omro, v'yatzirenu mi'odom pirush miyad ha'b'chiri. V'bozeh sosar omro v'nira ma'yi yuchal ha'mesov. Ki ha'b'chira tevatl ha'dovor, v'ein raya im yahargu'hu ki sheker diber. Whoa. Why? It seems to the Me'er Chaim, why did Reuven say, let's throw Yosef in the pit? Because an Odom, if we kill him, we're Baal Bechira, and Baal Bechira of Rotzen, Yochel Laharag Mishalon Eschayev Misa. Someone who's a Baal Bechira has got free choice, is able to kill someone else who's not Chayev Misa. So it could be if we kill Yosef, he's not Chayev Misa. Masha Ein Kein, Chayez Ros. They won't hurt a person if he's not Chayav Misa L'Shomayim. Oh, well, there you have it. Seemingly black on white, a Baal Bechira can choose, a Baal Bechira with a gun can choose whether I live or die. He can kill someone who's not Chayav Misa L'Shomayim. But Nechoshim Nakrabim, we throw in Nechoshim, they'll only kill someone, they don't have what's called the man's Bechira, and they will only kill someone if they're Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, if he's mischayev misa v'shomayim, but a Baal Bechira can kill someone even if he's not. So l'chayra, Reuven's saying we better not kill him because that doesn't prove anything because we can kill him even if he's not chayev misa. The question is, how can we say such a thing? We've just learned that gam a Baal Bechira, and remember the loshon of the chayei odom. In the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midas, Alpha Bishop Major Shakurish Bob Shore Bakol and Madame Daito, Kimosa and Hogas Elam, the Malach of the Kechov, the Chai Odom adds Ola Odom, Harry's a Moda Bavodazara. If you think Akurish Bob was Mosa and Hogas Elam to a man, to a Baal Bechira, that's also Avodazara. So what on earth is the Orach Chaim saying? Look, my brother, Eliezer Shlita, if you look carefully at the Orach Chaim, he's saying something very simple. Not everyone who dies in this world is Chayev Misa. Sometimes a person dies because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to live anymore. He didn't do it. It wasn't Mechallel Shabbos. Hashem says, okay, I want to take him away. So he takes him away. Or his time's up. He was given a certain amount of time and it's up. He didn't do a chiyuv misa. He didn't do mechalel Shabbos or murder someone. He didn't do a chiyuv misa. Everyone who dies according to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But some people die if they're nischai of Misa, and some people die if they're not nischai of Misa. So all Reuven was saying was, we want to know whether Yosef HaTzadik is chai of Misa. Has he done a chit nischai of Misa? So they said a simple cheshbon. If we kill him, we're able to kill him, Baal Bechira can kill him if he's not chai of Misa. It's true. But that won't be neged Ratzon Hashem. Sorry?
His time was up.
His time was up. It might be about the Bechira who did it, but his time was up. Or I put it some other Hashem didn't want him to live. It's not saying that the Baal Bechira can kill someone neged Ratzon Hashem chas v'chalila. All it's saying is the Baal Bechira can kill someone who's not chayav Misa. But the Nechoshim HaKrabim will kill someone only if he's chayav Misa. But even when the Baal Bechira kills someone, he's not going neged Ratzon Hashem. So all they wanted to know was whether Yosef is chayav Misa or not. So he said, well, listen, if we kill him, you've got no raya. Because it might be true that Hashem wants him dead. Very nice. That doesn't tell us anything. We want to know whether he's done a chait of Misa. So if we kill him, it doesn't tell us anything. Because a Baal Bechira can kill someone who's not chayav Misa. So if you throw him in the pit, the Nechoshim HaKrabim will only kill him if he's chayav Misa. So if you want and that's exactly what the Orach Haim says. If you look at his lashon at the end, it won't give us any test, our litmus test of seeing whether he's a tzaddik or a rasha won't work if we kill him ourselves. Ki abachira tovat ladova ve'ein raya im yehargu ki sheker diber. That's all he's saying. There's no proof that Sheker Dibar B'chalo Mesov, there's no proof of that if we kill him or if it's up to a Baal Bechira. So we throw him into the pit, and if the Nechoshim kill him, then Sheker Dibar, he was Chayav Misa, and the Nechoshim don't kill him, he's a Tzaddik. But if we, the Baal Bechira, kill him, Baal Bechira can kill someone not Chayav Misa. But Chas V'Sholem, even if a Baal Bechira comes to kill someone not Chayav Misa, that's only 100%, 1,000% in line with the Ratzon of the Borei Olam. Because no one can lift a finger or do absolutely anything at all without the Borei Olam wanting it to happen. So, I'll leave you with the following kasha. And this question, I've asked many Gedolei Yisrael. It's all based on this. And I really haven't got an answer, a proper answer, from anyone yet, and I've had this question for a good 25, 30 years. The Chinuch says by the mitzvah of Lo Sitar, there's a mitzvah of Nekima and Netira. You're not allowed to take revenge, and you're not allowed to bear a grudge in your heart. What does the Chinuch say the mitzvah of Lo Sitar is? He says it's nothing to do with V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha. The mitzvah of Lo Sitar, not to bear a grudge, is because if someone insults me or hits me in the face and I feel animosity towards him, that's because I think he did it. I don't realize that he's just a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Lo Sitar is to realize that even when someone hits me, a Baal Bechira hits me, he's just a shliach of the Borei Olam. He's a shliach of the Borei Olam. And if I don't believe that, and I have animosity towards him because he insulted me, he stole from me, he hit me, he did something to me, I'm an upbeat curious because I think that it was from him and not from Hashem. Because everything's from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mani geso olam. That's what the Chinuch says by Netira. No one could do anything good or bad to you until a hair's breadth until HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. Very nice. So here's the question. That means that when I say thank you to someone gives me a lift in their car, if I have a hargosha towards them that he's given me something, I'm just as much an apikiris as I am as the isav of Lo Sitar. If a guy gives me a lift in a car and I say thank you so much, I'm glad to say thank you, my question is, l'chaira, I have a proof that saying thank you is purely a hanhoga. But your hargosha, your feeling of gratitude, must be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I have any gratitude to my friend, why aren't I the same Apicurus as I am of the Issa of Lo Sitar? What's the reason I'm not allowed to grow a grudge? Because I think he gave it to me. He gave me the smack in the face. Well, let's take the mirror and say, so when I say thank you to someone, if I have any agosha towards him of thank you and reus, then I'm just as much as Apicurus as I am by the Issa of Lo Sitar. Oy vey, my simchol yo, how do you say thank you to someone? So I'm fact, what you're saying is, the same way as he put tefillin on this morning, and he said Asher Yotzar, and put on tzitzis, that's what I'm thanking for when he gives me a lift. I can't believe that. When I gave a lift to Rebuchel Yehuda Lefkovich Zatzal once, and he gets out of my car, and for 8 years later, every time I saw him, every Friday night, oh, you're the guy who gave me the lift down the road. Were you telling me he really had no haragosha towards me and he was saying, Rabbeinu Shlom, thank you, who needs this mendrik over here? I can't believe that's how the gedolim are acting. But here we have a kasha, ma'asim b'chol yom, how do you say thank you to someone? The mitzvah of hakaras hatov l'chayra is only on hoga. If your haragosha is klapei l'zulat to someone else, why aren't you an apikeiris? I'll tell you the truth, I think you're chayv to be margish l'zulat. But I don't have a raya. I've only got a raya faket. And Gedolei Yisrael have tried to bring me different rayas. In fact, Rav Zvika Shlevsky gave me a raya. He said, I've got a raya for you. You see a sheiched, the Torah calls a tzaddik. A tzaddik? He also, if you give him some money, he'll do you a favor because he's emotionally involved. So you see that? I said, yeah, Hargufa, the Torah is warning you that even a tzaddik can't escape from this apikorsus. Because if you pay, give someone something, he's bound towards you with apikorsato. But it shouldn't be like that. Another Rav from Golders Green gave me a raya, Rabbi Roe. He gave me a raya, Shlita. He said, I'll give you a raya, Shlachmonas. Why do you send Shlachmonas? To be Marbe Reyes between Chaverim. You gave me a bottle of wine, I feel closer towards you. So I said, yeah, Rabbi Roe, that's the situation. But it shouldn't be like that, because Al Basakin, since people act like that, the way to make Reyes is by giving people presents, and that's the way. But ultimately, L'chayra, your hargosha should be only klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anyone has a raya, I would love to hear it. Thank you so much.